Sunday Parshas Vayetze, sheer number, anyone? Yudches.
Sheer number Yudches, Rabbi said. We're going to go back a little bit, do some chazar, and we're going to try to make a shlama, finish up, because we're going out of Kedushin soon. So let's just make sure we know what's going on. Rabbi said, you have to do a lot of chazar. I chazar every single morning with a bachar, first year bachar, the Gemara Shakar Tayar Baal Peh. I'm chazaring constantly with Yitzi Mandel every Thursday night. I've been doing this Gemara over and over and over again already. This man, I've probably done the first Amid probably already 50 times, just this man. That's what you got to do if you want to know well. You got to keep chazering and doing it over again. You know, once it goes in and then eventually it goes out. But if you keep doing it, it doesn't. We told lots of stories. I could show you lots of different makaras of different gedolim that said they've done gemaras hundreds of times, 200 times, 500 times, 50 times, but all numbers that are, you know, way more than we. Like, why do we think that we're bigger Bali Kishrin than them? That we're going to be able to do it without doing it? It takes chazor, and that's it. You know, you have to do chazor, and then nachamol chazor, and that's the way it goes. That's the secret. There's no other secret. You ask any of the brilliant people. Eitan Feiner is known to be brilliant. Ask him. He says he chazors like crazy. Well, you know, he remembers everything. No, he doesn't. He chazors everything. That's the way it goes. I had a friend. His name was Issa Wolfson. He was super brilliant. Or Moshe Paskin, if I'm not mistaken, that he's allowed to think and learning in the bathroom because he probably could not. He said it's all chazar, it's all hasmat, it's all chazar, it's all it is because he just doesn't stop. But we have, that's what we have to do. It's got the Shemaya. We just keep working hard. So let's go back to the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What does the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph says? The Mishnah says Isha Niknis B'Shalosh Jerachim. What do we know the Mishnah? The Gemara says, why does it say Niknes? It's Machokus Rashi and the Tosfos. Rashi says the problem with the Lashon of Niknes, because she's not really Niknes, Eini Shemoni Shel Baal. Tosfos says it's just what's the discrepancy, our Mishnah and the Mishnah in the beginning of the next parak, which says the Ish Mekadosh. It says because it has to say Kesef, so what? Kesef is Ikri, is learned from Kicha, so what? Kicha, Ikri, Kinyan. And we have Machokus of the Tosfos and also in Rashi, if Kicha, Ikri, Kinyan or Kesef, Ikri, Kinyan. But either way, that's why it has to say Niknes in our Mishnah. It says, Sodas, Kesef Yiknu Inami. It says Sodas Shakana Avrami Nani Sodas Kesef Yiknu on the top of that Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, okay, so over there it should also say the Lashon of Kinyan. Why doesn't it? What does the Gemara say? Anyone? Everyone? Because the first says the Raisa, then the Rono. My Lishna Rabbanos Lo Kiyam Kedektish. We said two Pshatim in Toises. Maybe it's really all one Pshat, and we made a Kiddush. Al Kopanim, the Gemara says, why doesn't it say over here Ish Koine? Gemara says two answers why it doesn't say Ish Koine. Why not? Either because it says Koine is going to be a problem with the Sefer, because it says Koine. Because mina shemayim would come maknila. The other reason is because we're ba'akor. We're fair work ba'akor. What's the avin ba'akor? Rashba says because it's tuli v'zavin. The Tzitzis Rashi says it's a real avin. Rashi says two different psukim. Al kuponim. Then the Gemara goes down. Fine. I got ish and aisha and I got niknis. Why does it say shalosh? What should it say? Shalosh is lashon zachar. Oh, it's lashon zachar. I'll tell you why. Because it says drachim and drachim is lashon nekeva. Where do you see drachim is lashon nekeva? No. It says Vatatlam is Haderech Yelchu Ba. But we have promised we have another Bryser. It's really a Mishnah that seems to say the other way around. It says Shiva Drachim Bais. And it's going to ask, why does it say Shiva? Why does it say Lashon Zachar? It says, I'll tell you why, because it says Bderech Echad Yetzir Lachim Shiva Drachim Yusnu Bnachar. It says Lashon Zachar. So Kasha Kradadi Kasha Namesti said, I quote that. I know Kasha, we say, because one is talking about Torah and Torah is called Nekeva. Why? Because Hashem Timi Nefesh Mishivas Nefesh, like a woman. And when it comes to Melchama, Darkushel Ishta, Toys says, the Kasha also Darkushish Lilmod, we spoke about that a little bit. I'll call upon him. That's Kradadi Lo Kasha. This is Namadadi Lo Kasha. Why? Because I was just talking about Ish, the Mishnah over there. Shiva Drachim is talking about Ish. Why? Darkushel Ish. Libadami and Darkushel Ish. Why? Anyway, says the Gemara. Okay, so why are you doing this? Because of Shalosh is because of Drachim. Why don't you say Dvarim? Now the Gemara says two answers. The Gemara's first answer is because of Bia Ikri Derech, like it says in the Pasuk, Derech. Gever Ba'alma Kain Derech Ishmael Efes is the Gemara. Tani Tarta Tuchada. What does the Gemara answer? They're tzorech bian in who the other two. The Gemara says another answer by Isaima. Maybe the reason is because our Mishnah is going like Rab Shimon. What does Rab Shimon say? Darko shel ish lachzor asu. You still have to say derech because darko shel ish. We have two pshatim in that. What was the Havimina should say? Silokach. The Havimina is that it's mashma that because Rab Shimon is dashin in time in dekra, or maybe because it's over there it's mashma that she is taken, not that she takes. I'll call upon him. Then the Gemara goes on and says, okay, we have this pattern with derech. So what about Beshiva Drachim? Why does it say derech? The Gemara says. derech of eating a lot, drinking a lot. We had two different pshatim. What eating a lot and drinking a lot means, the Rashash and the Rambam. What is eating a lot? Does it mean that it's eating spicy foods or just eating a lot of foods? We spoke about Mara. Does Mara mean he looked at something inappropriate or looked at something that's scary? Akoponim. Then we moved on to Esrik Shava Le'ilan. It says over there, derech. Why does it say derech over there? Top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Because what? Because it's derech ligodel al kol mayim. Also, the derech is a specific derech. Let me go on to koi or kvi, however you pronounce it. Why does it say derech over there? We spoke about also shechur avad. Let me say elamai. It depends if this plugged or not plugged. Like it says, Shmuel says, because esuk shalim lechol davar two dots. Minyan the ratio the mutay mayim. Minyan the sefer the mutay. Are you with me? What's minyan the ratio the mutay? Chupa. But according to Avuna, it says chupa is kind of from where? Kalvachoymer, is it really Kalvachoymer? Is it Tzad HaShav? We'll see when we get there. Akoponah, how does Rehuna hold Koine? We saw Rashi below Erisin. What is the Hadith Chuppah work? The Rashi says the Havimino Chuppah is talking about the father. Why the father of the Pnei Yeshua? We have the Makne. We have the Pshat of David Pervarsky. But Akoponah, whatever it was, according to Rehuna, that holds the Chuppah is Koine. So then what's the coming of the Mute? Chalipin. Why would I think Chalipin works? Because you learned from Kicha Kicha. Ma, so the Mekanyo Chalipin Aishana. Ema Hachanayim Wataka, does it not work? Because Pachash Brutu, the Mekanyo. Nafsha, according to Rashi, according to Toys, it's not Nafsha. What was the Havimin according to Toys? That is Doimina Kesef, according to Ritva, it's Mamish Kesef. According to Rashi, we see from our Gemara that even Isha by Kesef, the reason it doesn't work is because of Gnai. Why don't you say because it's not Kesef? Because it doesn't need Kesef. I'll call upon him. Minyana de Seifa Lemute Mai. We're right now on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Minyana de Seifa Lemute Mai. Mute Chalitza Sakadat Chimina works. Why does it work? Because my Yavam, that's not Koine Beer. Why does the taka not work? Because Alexander's a course of safer course of ain't over acher. Course, we have two of them shut over here, the Miri and Rav Tosfos Riazok, and whether or not nothing else is kairos and nothing else is kairos, but the Adam. But Minishamayim is kairos, depends on Ashes from Kiva, that thing over there. Now up to the two dots. Kesev Minolon, two questions. What's the first question? I don't know what works. I don't know what goes to the father. It says the Mishnah of Zakai beat the Mishnah of Kesef Shtarabia. We have two of them. What does it mean? Zakai Rashi and Zakai just means a right. Tosfos in the Mishnah Yisham learns it means a monetary schus. We spoke about the monetary schus of Bia. What's the monetary schus of Shtar? The Miri says the monetary schus of Shtar is what? Cork. And what does the Tosfos Rashi say? Nothing. It's just Ag of the other two. And Sunni Chada are tutarti. It's not a problem because it's two that have a schus. Bia and Kesef have a schus. Why doesn't Shtar have a schus? Because you could blackmail. Why can you say, I won't marry you off unless you give me money? Because that's not connected to the Maisa Kedushin. It's not a chiluk of the Maisa Kedushin. I'll call upon him. Those are the questions. The Gemara says, I'll tell you where you learn it from. Learn it from Yatzachina Mein Kesef. And Kesef Li Adain. Al Yesh Kesef. And then Achaz Gemara Ve'em Eladi Doh. Maybe it goes to her. Says, Halchiyash Levi Mekabu Kedushin Lichzav Espeit Nisad Yishazev. Yee. Shokla Kaspo. Tishko Kaspo. We have Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. Ritva says what? It's not possible. Rashi says it's unethical. It's not logical, it's not unethical. Those are the two different pshatim. We said Rashi Lishitasoi, that you don't need to be, the kinyan has nothing to do with the kesef. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ima ledi doh. I'm saying, honey, milk tana. Aval naira tishkol I tak tishi nashva tishkol kaspa. What does it mean? Emel di honey milk tana. Rashi says, honey milk tana. The whole parasha of his beat is tomak tana. What's the problem? It says naira according to Rashi. What's the problem according to Tosfos? Either way, there's a problem over here. So they all have to finagle. What's Rashi's shnugi? Rashi shnugi's out. Says maybe when she got married originally, she's a ketana. Maybe now she's a naira. But the Ritva says, forget about that. The pshat is the Gemara just means to say that maybe when she's a naira, either her father or her. If her father does it, who gets it? If she does it, who gets it? Rashi rejected that pshat. Those are the two pshat that I mentioned. And Eli Bash said a third pshat is chabur. That's not for now. Koponim says that we have another pshat in the Rabbeinu Hanan, which we'll see later. Koponim is the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Maybe the money is going to maybe by Gdoila. Says we learn from Binurah Beis Avia. Over here we have a very important machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva, and you really have to chazus to get a clue because we went through each one by itself. But according to Rashi, what's the Gemara's having me learn from Binurah Beis Avia? Rashi says He shall avia, which means that she belongs to the father. So we learn from here that he could be Makadisher and that he gets the money. Everything else thing you can learn from Minorel Beis Avia. It's going to Rashi, going to the Tosfos in Ksubis. All you're going to learn out is the fact that the father gets the money. But once the father gets the money, what's going to happen automatically? If he gets the money, he can Makadisher. Why? Because it's totally Abba. That's the way Tosis learns. Rashi doesn't learn that way. The Rashi has to change it over here. Akopana, the Gemara is Avim Rabbi Rabbi Savia. Says the Gemara, we can't learn from Rabbi. Why don't you? Why can't learn from Rabbi Savia? Why? Because they have a pasuk that says by Ma'isi Adayim or Huna Merav. Huna says, where do we learn Ma'isi Adayim from? From Amivriya. What do you know Amivriya? Why don't you learn it from? We had a very important machlokes between machlokes originated with Reb Shlomo Haiman and Reb David Pavarsky whether or not a father can force his daughter to work or not. Reb Shlomo Haiman says yes. Reb David Pavarsky says no. We want to say it's really machlokes between Ritva and Toisus. We're not going to get into that now. But you have to figure that out. The Chazor is the Iker. Al Kaponim. The Gemara says we learn Ma'aser Das from the pasuk of from Amivri. Why do you learn from Bnei Rabbi Savia? Elamai Bnei Rabbi Savia is exclusive from a forest Nadarim. Oh, so here also it's exclusive. Why do you learn from a forest Nadarim? Says the Gemara. When it makes sure they have on the Rashash and Daik and Rashi have a meaning was you can learn also Ma'aser Yadayim from over here. But when it says money makes sure they have on why do you learn from Eidus Umefate? Over here, it's only having me to learn Kesef Kedushin. No, having me to learn over here, Ma'isi Yadayim. I'll call upon him. Rashi says, Knasa Kulay Chiddush. Why don't you learn that from Baishas of Kam, which is obviously not the same darga of Knas as Onisum Mefatah. Why don't you learn it from Baishas of Kam? What does that mean? He said, to Pshatim, Rashi says, the Pshat is the father Shaykh to the Kesef of Ushach Begai, according to the other Rishon, the father Shaykh to just the Baishas of itself. The fact that he also is this family bishus, according to both of them, we said the money doesn't seem to really relate to Sein Hachanami because it's not real kesef over here, it's not real mamon, so therefore it's enough of a correlation to say we're going to not send it over to the father. We're stuck. We are now stuck without a makar. How do we know by Naira that the father gets the money and the father can be Mekadosh? Do we know by Ketana? Yes. What's the makar for Ketana? It's beating us out to Lisha Zeh. How do you know? Says the Gemara, Elo Mistava on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yisrael. But that's all it takes. If you know the Gemara well, you could chazer this. I mean, we know that Gedolim chazer things in seconds. We could chazer things in minutes. We just have to just keep chazering, and it has to be fresh. If it's fresh, we could do this. The Gemara's going back. We're going back to the very beginning. Our original attempt of Makar was from the Yotzechinim and Kesef. We said Ein Kesef Lod and Zevish Kesef Lod and Nachar. The Gemara says no, maybe not, because Ein Kesef Bitziyazu Kesef Bitziyachas. The Gemara Mestavra. Probably our first way of learning was really right. Mestavra the Chikom Emayet Yitzia the Kavosei Kom Emayet. Maybe it's Mestavra the Yitzias are similar. So we say Ein Kesef, whatever the Ein Kesef is, the Yesh Kesef is going to be similar. Now we learned in Rashi that means like just like the Ein Kesef doesn't go, the money you don't give is to who? The Adon. The money you do give is going to be to the father. That's the Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel said a pele, and we worked very hard to try to figure out Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Those of us that schwitzed over it on Thursday night, which is somehow that over here we had a Havimina that's talking about Ketana. And it says Yitziyazu means Naira. Why was that the Havamina? Whatever happened just because it's Naira? How do you know now that it goes Torah? Evelamai, that was never the discussion. Somehow we switched it back because we are connected Esbiti. We connect Esbiti to Yatzachin for some reason. How do we do that? That we spoke about on Thursday night. But Akopon, let's focus on Rashi's Pshat at the moment. Which means that Pashtus, the money is going to go to the father. Says, come on, how could you say they're Kavasi? This is where we're up to, Rabbi Say. Haloidamya! Hi Yitzia, leha Yitzia. The two Yitzias are not comparison. You're saying that they're similar? I'll show you they're not similar. Why? Hosom nafkele mirishus adoin legamri. What's the Gemara's kasha, Rabbi Yisai? Let's try to figure this out. What's the Gemara's kasha?
She's still in her father's rishus.
Would you say that she's still in her father's rishus totally, or is she still in her father's rishus partially?
Partially.
Why would you say partially? I want a diuk from the lashon of the Gemara. Eli, look in the Gemara. Tell me a diuk from the lashon of the Gemara. What?
That means there's part. And also, hayitzia lahayitzia hasam nafkal.
Read the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, hasam nafkal merishus adam legamri. David's being medayik. What's meant legamri? Totally. Hacha akati michzur mesir lachup, which means. Sounds like it's not Yoitze. Not Legamri, but maybe partially. So when an Isha is a Naira Hame'urasa, does she go out of the father's Rishus somewhat?
Yes.
Sounds like yes. We're going to see that this is going to be a Machloikas Rishonim. It's not so clear. It's going to be Machloikas Rishonim.
Gemara wanted to say that, why wouldn't it just say that?
Leila Gamri.
The Gemara does.
No, I'm saying if it was just putting out Lagamri, not Lagamri.
Gemara says,
"Hacha." Go out until chuppah.
No, no, that's not what the Gemara says. Translate these words: "Akati michsura mesir lechuppah." What do those words mean? Translate: "Akati michsura."
Or missing.
No, michsura means she's lacking. Chaser. She's missing the giving over to chuppah. So he's saying that over there she went out totally. Over here she still has not been given to chuppah, which means she's not given out totally. Maybe partially, but not totally. When does totally go out? By chuppah. When does partially go out? Maybe by erusin.
Rebbe, she still resides in her father's house.
She still lives in her father's house. But is she out somewhat? We'll have to figure that out or not. Let's see Rashi for a second over here. Rabbi Yisai, there's big yesaitis to do over here. Says the Gemara. Holoidamya, says Rashi. Holoidamya, yitzias erisin, yitzias amma. We cannot compare the yitzia of erisin, the yitzia of amma. The hechi ka'amrit, the yitzias erisin, hechi ka'amrit. The yitzias erisin, asin lemute. How can you say it's coming to be my dad? Halav de kavosayu, it's not identical. The akati lanafik meshusa da'av lemaisiya del yushosai. Achitakanis lechuppah. Concerning maisiya daim and concerning Yerusha, she has not gone out of the father's reshus until it's nichnas lechuppah. It's mashma from Rashi that concerning these two things didn't go out. Is she maybe out concerning other things?
Maybe.
But concerning these two things, what are the two things? Okay. So Zok the Brisker of a Moridika Kasha. A festa kasha, I would say. Frek the Brisker of, does the father have Maisi Daim when a girl is 13 years old?
No.
When she's 14 years old? No. He doesn't have Maisi Daim. Correct? So when does he have Maisi Daim, the father? When she's young. So the Maisi Daim is something that she's in his Rishus for. Granted, I understand that. And when she leaves his Rishus, then she's no longer in his rishus. But what about when we're talking about Yerusha? Is a father Yerush a daughter when she's 13 years old?
Yes.
Yes. When she's 14 years old? When she's 50 years old? As long as she's not
married,
he's Yerusher. Is she in his rishus?
No.
No. Is a father Yerush a son? Is a son in a father's rishus? Is a son Yerush a father? Is a father in a son's rishus? For sure not. Yerusha has nothing to do with Rishus. What does Yerusha have to do with? Kirva. If they're related, if they're close. Frekta Biskarov, Vos meint Rashi zu zogin. Rashi says, Lo nafke Rishusa av, Lemay tzide u li Yerushasa, Achi tukanis lechupa, for Yerusha.
Maybe Rashi's bringing a proof why he's still
but Rashi doesn't say that. Read the Rashi. But read the Rashi. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi says, "Lo nafik meshusta av lemaisi del yushasa." She didn't go out of the reshus for my time in Yerusha. Is Yerusha have anything to do with reshus? Does Yerusha have anything to do with reshus?
We were talking about the husband's aspect. The husband did it. It's not in his reshus for Yerusha and for Masayim.
Okay, so that's kind of what we're going to say. You know, give me a second.
That's the worst question. That's best of the worst question.
Rashi's trying to say it's not easy enough that
even though she might not still be
husband
with her shit, they still have to agree with each other. Right? She goes out of the other room, they're not going to agree with each other anymore.
That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Lo nafik mirshusa av the maisi daim liyusha." Didn't go out from maisi daim liyusha. It sounds like there is that when you get married, it goes out of his rishus.
We're discussing two sides of the coin.
It is somebody
you see. He wanted to keep his
rishus
and go into the husband's rishus. There's two sides.
Right.
What did we say? We said she'll be yorishim until she gets married. Right.
Right. And then after, if she gets divorced, they'll also be yorishim.
Right. But still, this shows though that she at least didn't enter his rishus.
So. Well, hold on a second. All right, let me ask you a question. This is the big question, my friends. Why does a husband yoirish his wife?
Because he's the curve.
Because he's the closest. Because of kirva. So what has nothing to do with Rishus? It's a question of who's the closest. Hold on a second. Let's say a person has a father is still alive. Who's yoirish? Let's say a father dies. So who's Yairish the father? The son. Let's say there's no son who's Yairish? Let's say there's no daughter? A brother. Let's say there is a brother and a son. Who's Yairish? The son. Why does the son Yairish?
He's more of a
Karev. So what, when we deal with Yerusha, who's the Yairish?
The closest
Karev. So now, a woman who's not married, who's her closest Karev? Her father. She is married?
Her husband.
We're talking about what? The
nothing to do with Rishus.
Right, but
nothing to do with Rishus. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Nothing to do with Rishus. So then, who cares? Who cares? Rishus is irrelevant. It's a question of who's the closest Karev.
The whole thing is that the husband becomes your only.
And has nothing to do with Rishus.
The husband is the closest Karev after she leaves the father's Rishus.
What a woman has to do with Rishus?
It has nothing to do with Rishus. It has to do with Kurva. That's because
she's not the closest Karev yet. Right now, she's still in the father's
but Rishus has nothing to do with who's the closest Karev. Why does that have to do with
the husband? Because they're tied to each other.
Why?
What?
Okay, but
she only becomes the Karev. The husband only becomes the closest Karev.
So? Who died?
No, she died. She died.
The husband only becomes the Karev after she leaves the father's Rishus.
Still doesn't do the Rishus. It's very nice. The husband also has a black beard. It's very nice.
Says the Birkas Avraham of Avraham Erlanger that our Hanukkah was wrong. First of all, the Kasha is a brilliant Kasha. The Risker of, you have to appreciate the Kasha. It's brilliance. Kasha's clear? Sorry you didn't get to say before, but we'll see if this is what he's saying. So, Birkas Avraham, your Hanukkah is wrong. You think that the father is the bigger Karev until they get married, and when they're married, then the husband's the bigger Karev? Maybe not. Maybe the father's always the bigger Karev. The father is always closest to his daughter. But once she's in the Rishus of the husband, the Rishus takes over. It's a new thing. In other words, when we're dealing with brothers, sons, all that, it's always a question of who's the closer Karev. And it's nothing to do with Rishus, because no one's in anyone's Rishus. There's no one in Rishus over there, so Rishus is totally irrelevant. So don't talk to me about Rishus. Just talk about who's closer. But when it comes to a husband, you know why a husband is Yerush, your wife? Maybe you're closer than her, but she's in my Rishus now. So even if you're a bigger Karev, I'm getting the Yerusha. That's what he says.
Father's... In other words, the reason the father would be Yerush, a Katana, because Rishus.
No! The father's always Yerush because of Kirva. A husband is Yerush because of Rishus. So that's what... Look at his...
A father Katana wouldn't be Yerush because of Rishus?
No, not because of Rishus. No. He's Yerush because of Kirva. He's never Yerush because of Rishus. Yerusha, but their cloth nothing to do with Rishus. Only when it comes to a husband is Yerush because of Rishus. So what does it mean? It means that follows. The father, the husband only gets the Rishus when it's Yaitim Rishus, the father. Not been okay for Yerusha.
Going out of the Rishus of the father for Yerusha.
Not for Yerusha. It doesn't mean for Yerusha. It means for everything else. In a kind of klape Yerusha, it has no, it's not relevant. But klape the husband's Rishus, when it goes into the husband's Rishus, which is relevant to Yerusha.
So Yetzia means going enough to leave that if she answers the husband's Rishus.
Correct. That's what it means. And now the husband's Rishus is not gay to Yerusha. Let's see it inside, Rabbi Yisrael. The Birkas Avraham, we gave it out. V'nira b'yushev kushas moron zal. Answer the question of the Briskirov. Apia Rambam. Habal koidim l'chol adam b'yerushas ishtoi. A husband comes first before everybody. A husband comes before everybody. The Emasai, Yiske Biushasai, Mishetze Mirishus Av, when she goes out of the Rishus of the father. Vava Pishadain Lunichlasolachupa, Hoyo Venasis Birishus Baila Yorsheno. Now she's in his Rishus, he's gonna be Yorisher. Mevur Midivre Rambam. The Gedder Yerushus Habalhu, Shava Pisha Av Korv Tve. The father is more Korva. Mikoyach Shenichlasol Rishusai. So when it comes to the Baal is Yerush because it's in his Rishus. The husband, because of Kurva. Lefize, Mada Erisin lo Yerusha, Mishum de akati michsura knisa lirishusa. This that by eris in the baal is not yoirish because it's not. It's lacking getting into his rishus. V'lo yotzi mishusa av lirishusa baal ad hachupa. He's saying, you're right. When you're dealing with the Baal's Yerusha, it's only totally, the father's Yerusha is totally in Kurva. But when we're dealing with the Baal's Yerusha, we have to see how much she's still in the Rishus of the father, so that now the husband's Rishus can cause the Yerusha. The husband's Rishus can cause the Yerusha.
It doesn't seem pastures to me that by all Yerusha we would decide based on Kirva, right? Who you're closest to.
This is the only Yerusha that is not a blood relative. The only one. It's not a blood relative. There's no Kirva. There's no real Kirva.
It's because of that we have to change the rules.
Yeah. There's no real Kirva. A son is a Kirva, a brother's a Kirva. Those are all blood relatives.
So why is a wife Yerusha husband if there's no one else?
Why is?
If there's no children, we're not
right.
Yerush the husband?
No. The brother is Yerush.
No,
I don't think so.
Why can't she get it from Masidayim? That's Masidayim. That's her Yerush.
What?
But why don't we look at her Yerush like Masidayim? And that's why the husband gets it.
Yerush is. It's not Masidayim. Whatever she brings into the marriage is Yerush.
So it's not true.
Okay, we'll have to look that up. Look that up.
Did your father got divorced?
Yeah. If the father got divorced and the mother dies, yeah?
Who gets the money? If the daughter,
the father. The father.
Why? He got divorced.
No, no.
The father.
The father
got divorced.
The father got divorced?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the mother dies.
Okay.
So who got
the husband and wife got divorced?
Yeah.
And then the mother dies. Her father.
Oh, maybe if the daughter, it's the only one, so the daughter.
Again, there's a husband and wife. Who died?
Her daughter. Who gets it?
They got divorced, and the mother dies.
The mother dies.
After they got divorced.
Her father is Yerush.
There's no father.
Father's
only
dead.
The daughter.
Okay.
Now the daughter got the money.
Okay, yeah.
And now, if she's Nairo, the father is Mekava, the money, because...
He doesn't get the money.
Why not?
He doesn't. He only gets Maisi Adayim.
That's my
Maisi Adayim.
It's not my Maisi Adayim.
It's not my Maisi Adayim. No.
If she got,
he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Because he only gets, it's only Maisi Adayim. That's Shvach. It's not Shvach. Because it's not. It's not. This is Yerusha. He doesn't get it. Kachazi. Doesn't get it. No, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Ba'afaras nedarim. Let's go weiter. We try to finish this up. Ba'afaras nedarim. The Gemara's answer is mi'a nafka le'mershusoi she'ein yochol lehafer levadoi. You can't be mefer alone. So, Rabbi said the Rishonim deal with the problem over here. But is the father still mefer? Father's still Mayfair. He's just Mayfair together with. It's just Mayfair together with the Baal. So what do you mean it went out of his Rishus? The way we learned the Gemara. The Gemara was saying that Benogeya to over there Hasam Naftim Rishus Adan Legamri. It says the Gemara over here, but when it comes to Minorel Ves Avia, it's the Avio Baal Mafir, but it's still in his Rishus. Let's see the Talmud HaRajba. The Talmud HaRajba addresses this question. Vim Toimer. Ve'akati heicha nafker mirshusei do'ein abal levada yochol lahafer b'loi ha'av k'dik tamar avio abal mefiyon d'reo. What's the question of Talmud HaRajba? The father is still part of the Mayfair. So is it yoitze legamri? No. It's not Yoitze Legamri. We said when it comes to the Amma, she's Yoitze Legamri. Over here, she's not Yoitze Legamri. Even in Afaras Nedarim, she's not Yoitze Legamri. Why? Father's still involved. Answers the Talmud HaRajba, Yesh Loima. We have to read the words very carefully. Dechim atzrechinam b'Afaras Nedarim Aviyah. Lav mishum shetehei adayin b'rishus ha'av. What does that mean? Is it in the Rishus ha'av?
No.
At all?
No.
No! Lav mishum tehe adayim b'shus av. Elafi shadayin lo nichmasa b'shus av ba'al agamri. But it's not in his rishus. The husband's rishus. Kedemin hasam lo nisnok no shus la'ba'al. The ba'al doesn't get the whole rishus. Doesn't empty out to him. V'yishanami ein lo koyach lizkois ba'atzma. So what should we do? Maybe let the woman do it herself.
Maybe split it with the woman and the, husband.
Maybe split it with the woman and the husband. No, we can't. Because Isha's not zoichon herself. That's why the father just remains with his schus. What does it sound like? It sounds like, is it in the father's rishus or is it not in the father's rishus? It's not. So why does it say in the bottom,
he needs to go to
someone. He has a schus, but not rishus. You have to be mechalik. There's no rishus, but schus. In other words, we gave him a schus. Why do we give him a schus?
Here, what a schus mean, benefit or right?
Which is not completely in the bottom.
Because we have no choice. It's like, it's almost like, listen, the husband can't do it himself. Why not? The woman can't do it. Why not? So what should we do? And a chanami, in theory, maybe we can give it to the random person.
Why the father over the husband?
You're sure also
I'm saying, oh, so you're right. You're done with the father. You're almost with the husband. So you know what? Instead of giving it to the guy who's gonna get you, let's go to
right. Because it's not in his rishus yet, and I guess that, maybe you don't want it. Good. We don't want it. I don't know why. I'm not sure why. But that's what the Talmud Rashi was saying. So in other words, like this.
A little bit stuff before she leaves.
What? Yeah, whatever. I guess we'll leave him a little consolation plus.
She's talking about the father. Why should we give it to the father? She's talking about the father.
Yeah. Good.
That's the machine. She's somebody.
Good.
She's someone.
What's the bottom?
So he's going to go out of her. So she's giving
it to the father.
Why withhold it?
It has to be somebody.
No, we can't give him the power. We can't give him the power.
It's got to be someone else.
We can have checks and balances.
What is it? Is that new my sidai?
So we have a check and balances.
Huh?
You're
right. I'll deal with it right now. Hold on a second. So Rabbi said, I think according to the Talmud Rashba, the pshat in the Gemara is as follows. I'll try to deal with it, okay? The Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara, according to the Talmud Rashi, is saying, we thought, listen, Benogeya to Adain, the Shifcha left Ligamri. She totally left. Over here, did she leave totally?
No.
No, why? Because she's still in his Rishus for Maisi Adayim, for Yerusha. This is the Gemara. You're right. But in one aspect, she left totally. In one aspect. If you want to look at the quality of the Yetziah, not the quantity, the quality, is there a Yetziah legamri that's happening here? Yes. Binogeda first Nadar. So there is an element of legamri here. In the quality of the Yetziah, you want to say this one is Yoytze legamri in every way. This one's only Yoytze legamri, Binogeda first Nadar. You're right. Binogeda Maisi Daim, it's not Yetziah legamri. Binogeda to Yerusha, it's not Yetziah legamri. But Binogeda to Afaris Nadarim, it's Yetziah legamri. So in the quality of the Yetziah, when I say both of them are experiencing a Yetziah legamri, yes. And that's enough. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. The Gemara before thought, look, this is Lagamri, this is not Lagamri. Says the Gemara, yeah, but et vos Lagamri you have. Some sort of Lagamri you have, and that's enough to say they're Doime. That's enough Doime to say that this is Yitzhiya the Kava, say it's a similar type. This is Lagamri. What do you mean? This is a full Lagamri. Okay, but they're both Lagamri, that's enough for me. That's enough to say that I can make Yitzhiya Kava say. And that's what the Gemara is saying according to the Talmud HaRashba. So is it Yetziah Legamri? Totally. Can the father still be Mefer? Kind of. But not on his own merits. He's only Mefer in order to assist the husband.
Why are we creating this quasi-state? Father's Rishos, we have the husband's Rishos. Now all of a sudden we have to come up with this thing where she exists between realms?
because that's like, what it, like, that's like, what it is.
This way or that way? Like, why do we have to
okay.
It's like a big transfer.
That's what we're doing in order to make that their doyma, and that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the mitzias. It happens. She's somewhat in. She is in transit. She's in Eris. She's somewhat in his. Somewhat not in his.
What?
No. Yerusha is just talking about his Rishus. It does. But it doesn't change anything from what we said. We'll deal with it tomorrow, okay? Okay. The Ritva has a different mahalach totally in the sugya. Zok the Ritva. V'haloidamya hai litziya lahai yitziya. Says the Ritva kiloimar. Heichi mematina mi yitziya zu yitziya dekadushin, dekadushin leka yitziya klal. Whenever the Ritva, whenever any Rishon says the word kiloimar, we know what does kiloimar mean. What does kiloimar mean? There's something about the language of the Gemara that the Rishon doesn't like. Kiloimar means, literally, that means to say. No, it's not the way it reads, but what it really means to say is this. What's the Ritva's problem with the way the Gemara says, Holodami Hayitziya Lahayitziya? What's the Kaloimar? Ritva says, there's no Yitziya at all. So it's not that this Yitziya is not compared to this Yitziya. This is a Yitziya, and this is not a Yitziya. What do you mean? The Gemara when it says Holodami Hayitziya Lahayitziya is not really, it's not really what it is. One is a Yitziya, the other one's not. Kaloimar. It's klal, not a yitzia. That's the kasha. It's not a yitzia at all, according to the Ritva. So the loidamya is a little bit better, according to the Ritva. It's like you're comparing apples and oranges. This is yitzia, this is not. According to the Gemara, the way that we learned, the way the Talmud Rashba learns, the Gemara is just saying, this is a full yitzia, this is only a partial yitzia. The Gemara's Lashon is actually mashma like the Talmud Rashba, because the Gemara says, Hasam nafnei mishus adan ligamri. According to the Ritva, you don't have to use the word ligamri. Hasam nafkalei mishus adan. Hacha, you're not nafkalei mishus adan. This is a yitzia, this is not a yitzia. The Gemara's mashma, this is a full yitzia, this is only a partial yitzia. So it's still a yitzia, it's not a full yitzia. Okay, the Gemara has to say it's a full yitzia. But according to the Ritva, the Gemara's kasha was, this is not a yitzia at all. Zero yitzia. Not even a partial yitzia.
Because the yitzia is a yitzia ligamri, otherwise you can't call it a yitzia.
No, the Gemara is going to say not like that. The Gemara's maskana is, what is the Gemara's answer? Uparkinon, what?
That's why it reads good according to the Ritva. Because he's saying it's a Yitzhi Lagamri versus a non Yitzhi at all. And their answer is there's a partial Yitzhi. So therefore,
but why do you have to say Lagamri in the first place?
Because,
just say it's Yitzhi.
A partial Yitzhi to a partial Yitzhi, then a body you could do it.
But the Gemara doesn't know there's a partial Yitzhi, so just say Yitzhi, not Yitzhi.
Lagamri is just setting up for the answer.
Okay. The answer is going to be that there's such a thing as apologies, but you don't need to say that in the kasha. Uparkina, what's the Gemara's answer? Hasam nami ika yitzia. Kivan de le'inyin nedar mia nafka le'mir shuse. Kivan de ika shame yitzia. I forgot the lodami legamri yitzia zu. She yitzia mishus adan legamri. What is he saying? Over there it's yitzia legamri. Over here, it's not. It's an epistetva se yitzia. It's the yitzia. So the Ritva's maskana is really that there's only a partial yitzia, and the Talmud Rashba is saying that was the Gemara's havamina, and the Gemara's maskana is it's a full yitzia. But according to the Ritva and the maskana, do we need to say that the father, when he's mefir, he's only mefir as like a secondary to the husband? According to the Ritva, no, the father's mefir because. She's still in his rishus. Not legamri.
So what do you say with the Gemara's word legamri? He doesn't say that he's not
garrison. No, so Moshe is trying to work it out. I don't know. I think he's not going to be garrison. But Moshe is trying to say that it's setting up for the Teretz. In a Chanami, it doesn't really belong here. But we're anticipating the Teretz, which was saying, this is a Yitzia, this is not Yitzia. Oh, there's a Miktas Yitzia. That's really the answer. This is a Yitzia, this is not Yitzia. It is, it's a Miktas Yitzia. So he's saying legamri to prepare you for the fact that there's such a thing as a Miktas Yitzia. So Kumta Chois Maskona Rabbi Sai is a girl yoytze from her father for afaras nedarim by naira murasa. According to the Talmud Harashba, out. According to the Ritva, miktas. Epis of Yitzhak. Got it?
She doesn't have a father. Your brother is Yitzhak.
No. 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 No one else is made for
it. Yeah.
What?
The
brother gets to marry her? Yeah. It's only Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. Rabbi said, I'd like to share with you an interesting shayla. Here's the shayla. The halacha is, a husband can only be mefir nedarim that are beinoy leveino. Nedarim that are between him and her. If she makes a neder that's not going to affect their marriage, the husband doesn't can't touch that. It's nedarim beinoy leveino. What?
She's married him.
Oh, the other nedarim? No one.
No.
No.
She makes a neder to become a vegan.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
Everything affects.
Those nedarim are there for
everyone. Everything affects. There's no gather. Everything affects.
So the Gemara in the Nedarim speaks about what affects, what doesn't affect. That's not for our context right now, not for our conversation. But she is only mefir Nedarim ben ish leishtoi, it says in the Pasuk. Ben ish leishtoi. Only Nedarim that are going to get in the way of their relationship. The father, however, when he's mefir, can be mefir any Nedarim, according to some Rishonim. Let's do with the Rambam right now. Any nadar. Ben av labitoy, when anything. Okay? That's the Rambam Shita. Why maybe the Rambam holds that any neder that's made is going to affect them because for whatever reason, we're talking about that, whatever. But that's the Shaila's like this. What happens? She's a naira ha-mi'urasa. Got it? Now, if she makes a neder beinoy leveino, who's mefir?
Both.
Right? If you're in Nidareya. But she makes a neder that doesn't affect the husband. Can the father be mefir by himself? Can he be mefir? Can the Baal be mefir?
No.
For sure not.
What would be that? It's only
Naira Murasa.
That will affect you when you get married.
Naira Murasa, right now she's a Naira Murasa. She makes a neder, does not affect the husband. Can the father be made for by himself? Do you say, listen, the father can't be made for without the husband, and the husband can't be made for, so therefore no. There's no tzad that they're both being made for. Why not? Because the husband can only be made for a neder that's shaychus to him. No shaychus to the husband, he cannot be made for. Either no one's made for, that could be, or the father's mefer by himself. Which one? It happens to be a machloikes achroinim. Interesting. Rishainim even. Is a mi'iri? Maybe it could. Hold on a second. The mi'iri? The mi'iri says, and the nativ say that no one can be mefer. And the Shar Melech and the Tzafnas Paneach say that the husband, the father can be mefer by himself. The father can be mefer by himself. Interessant machlokes. What's the oimek machlokes? What's the bir machlokes? Again, the case is the father's in it by himself. She's an Aram Urasa, but the husband can't be mefer. Because the father, can the father still be mefer? Yaakov, what are you
talking about? I guess the ritual of the Rambam.
In what way?
In other words, if it's a mixas yitzia, the father would still have rights in regard to the dar, but don't affect the husband.
Oh, Zokt Yaakov Gevaldik. He says, the yitzia is klape that she went into the reshus of the father. What did she go in the reshus of the father concerning? Only the nadam the father can mefer. The nadam the father can't be mefer. That's left in the reshus of the father. Because he still has a reshus over her afara. It's just he has to share with the husband what the husband is involved in. Husband's not involved in, now he's mefer. But according to the Talmud HaRajba, that says that she's totally out of the father's reshus. And he's just there to assist the husband. He really doesn't have a reshus. He has a schus to be mefer with the husband. If the husband doesn't have anything, there's no one there. No, it's no reshus.
The answer at the end of the day is the same according to the Ritva and the Talmud HaRajba.
Absolutely not.
The question is different.
Absolutely not.
It's even the lady in the Darm has not flavor as you say. At the end of the day, the answer is correct. Yes, in the Darm, but the Ritva doesn't need to go.
It's a mixas. It's only a mixas yitzia in the Darm.
Because that part and the Ritva was looking at it as a whole thing, and the Rajba was saying, according to the Darm, she left totally.
According to the Rajba.
according to the Rashba. The Ritva holds that also. Just
no, that's not true.
Totally
who said Mechatesi? Mechatesi.
He says it right here. The Gam Ika, the Naftalei Merushusei.
That Leini Nedarim. The Binogeitz Nedarim, that Nogeitz to him. There's a Yitzia, but it's Yitzia B'Mikzas, not Lagamri. He says it himself.
It's
he says.
Mikzas because he's looking at a big picture. But at the end of the day, the answer is the same. The answer is it's a Mikzat Yitzia, but do you look at it as Lagamri because she left it in one whole category?
Mechatesi. Who said?
How do you read that differently?
Very simple. There's a Mikzas Yitzia, only Binogeitz Nedarim that he has to share with the husband.
How are you being Chaylik in one din, though?
I mean, the Shara Melch says that, and the Tzafel Espanana says that, and Moshe Siegelman decides that they're wrong.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, it's fine.
No,
it's a machloikis.
It's not a machloikis from Rashba. Tom and Rashba. It could be that they have different. I'm saying it can't be that.
It has to be that. It's not a Yitzhiya Lagamri. That's what it has to be.
It's not a Yitzhiya Lagamri.
Okay, so it's not a Yitzhiya Lagamri. Mechatesi, you want to learn it that way. I hear you could, but it's not Muchach. It's not muchach. All it says is that there's the ikah shem yitzia. Ikah shem yitzia. There's a shem yitzia on that. There's a yitzia. This has to be yitzia lagamri. Why? Because the Talmud Rashba says that? Okay, so the Ritva argues. What's the problem?
Why does he say shem yitzia? Because he only left a little bit according to Ritva. Because we're looking at the big picture. Because, right? Amar Ria left lagamri. Now she left Nadarim. Is that called yitzia or not? So he's saying she left Nadarim. And we're giving that a shame yitzia. The Rashba saying it not only is it a shame yitzia, it's a yitzia lagamri because she left in one whole category totally. But at the end of the day, they did the same thing.
You could say that, but you could also say not like that.
I mean, the way that I'm going to tell the Rashba is that what's it called? It says that the father has a real. Mm-hmm. He has a real kayach over here to still be made for the nether. But just looking at his words, he said that the father's strength is still deteriorated, meaning it's not
for the Talmud Rashba.
Yeah,
for sure.
So then,
for sure. That's why he doesn't have any schus, egg and schus. His schus is only agav, the husband. If the husband doesn't have, then the father can't be made for.
But they were saying the other way that maybe. That the father still has something and the husband also has something.
Right.
So maybe the husband can't do it, the father has it.
Correct.
But
Moshe Siegelman doesn't like that. He decided it's campaign.
Right, but in that case also the father still has his same ability from beforehand.
He's now he shares. Yeah. He still has his rishus.
It's just cut in half him, half the husband.
We're gonna get it to whatever the husband it's whatever Nicholas and the husband's rishus. But whatever didn't Nicholas and the husband's rishus is still in the father's rishus. Because that he didn't share. It's only cut in half because someone else took it. But on something that the other person didn't take, it's still in his rishus.
Since the Baal has no schus over this, quote unquote,
right?
So we would think that maybe the husband has the father's.
Not only do we think, but that's what the Shara Melech says, and that's something. Rabbi Yisai, this is the end of the sugya. We're going to start a new sugya. The Gemara is going to speak about on Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to do a lot of chazara. Gemara speaks about a whole different reason why we have Yatzachinam and Kesef. We need it for something else. We're going to get into Nairis and Bagris and all different types of things. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue.
If she finds something, it's not been possible.